There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. We've had some smoky days up here on the mountain this week. There's a big fire burning about 100 miles north of us, and the air can get pretty bad in the afternoons before the wind picks up. I am so grateful for all the firefighters here in California who are working to keep those flames down and to keep those in danger safe and protect their homes. The smoke is keeping me indoors a little more than I'd like, and I'm taking the opportunity to work on my book. It's slow going. I'm no author. But I'm enjoying the process and just allowing my experience and my inner wisdom to be my guide. The book is about how the conditions we experience in life can determine the stories we tell ourselves about life. When those stories are painful, we sometimes try to push them away or cling to hopes of a better future. This pushing away and the clinging both create more suffering and ultimately a sense of being separate from our own nature. I made a video about it this week after taking a sunrise walk with Bodhi and Bandit, who's here for a visit. You can find it on my TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube if you'd like to see it. In this week's meditation, we'll calm the mind and body and let go of any resistance or clinging to the conditions of our own story to open up to our innate sense of knowing. If these meditations help you and you have the means, I would really appreciate it if you'd consider supporting the podcast by subscribing to the ad-free or extended versions of Listen to Sleep through the Patreon. Or you can buy a sleepy audiobook for $5.50 on listentosleep.com, or you can just leave a tip. Your support, along with that of the advertisers, helps me continue to make 2 free episodes of Listen to Sleep every week to help folks all over the world get a little better sleep at night and a little more peace during the day. If you'd like to share the podcast with family and friends, it's easy to do by just sending a link to listentosleep.com, and there they can search and listen to every single episode for free. You can also get more information about supporting the podcast there, along with info on all the perks that are available for supporters. And there are links to go directly to all of those things in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath. In through the nose, and out through the mouth like you're blowing out through a straw. And just take a couple more deep breaths on your own time. Now just letting the breath return to its natural rhythm. Noting any thoughts you might be having about the breath. Just letting those go and allowing the breath to breathe itself. We'll start with a body scan to allow ourselves to fully embody our present experience and connect a little more deeply with who we are beyond our thoughts. Sensing into the bottoms of your feet, what sensations do you notice? Are they warm, cool, tingly? Just allowing your awareness to linger in the bottoms of your feet and sensing into whatever's there. And now moving to your big toes. Sensing into the big toes. And sensing into the rest of your toes. Letting your awareness move to the tops of your feet. Noticing if there's anything touching the tops of your feet or any particular sensations you may have there. Now moving into your ankle and your heel. Just letting your awareness linger in your ankles and your heels. Noticing any sensations you might find there. Now moving up the legs into the calves. Sensing into the calves with a gentle curiosity. And moving up to the knees, letting your awareness linger for a moment in the knees, just experiencing the knees as the knees. And now moving up to your upper legs, your hamstrings, and the muscles in the front of the upper legs. And now bringing your awareness to your backside and your groin, noticing any sensations you may have there. And now moving up to the belly and the lower back. What do you feel in your belly? Letting your awareness move up to the chest and the middle of the back, noticing any sensations you may find there. And now bringing awareness to the shoulders and the tops of the shoulders. Letting awareness move down through the biceps, into the elbows, and the lower arms. Moving down to the wrists and the tops of the hands, the palms of the hands, the thumbs, and the rest of your fingers. Bringing your attention to the neck, just experiencing the neck as the neck, sensing into anything you might find there. And allowing your awareness to move up to your jaw, and your face. Letting your awareness sense into your cheeks and the area around your eyes. Your forehead. The back of the head. And the scalp. Now that the body is relaxed, let's do a story scan. When we first enter this world, everything is simply light and dark, pleasant or unpleasant. It's all new, and we can't give our experiences any meaning. But that begins to change as soon as we become self-aware. We wonder who we are and how to get our needs met. And this is the beginning of our personal myth. These thoughts about ourselves and our needs form the first words of a story we are writing for our entire lives. When we calm the mind and surrender to our inner wisdom, our personal myth reveals to us both who we are and what we can become. So let yourself gently ask the question, who am I? What thoughts or feelings come to mind? Frequently, we define ourselves by our work, or our family roles, mother, father, son, daughter. Or maybe by what we love, who we love, or what we create. What answers come into your mind? Can you see if you can let those answers go and perhaps consider the question without looking to the mind for an answer? Who am I? Again, noticing any thoughts that may arise and just watching them without judging them or pushing or clinging to them. Allowing the question to penetrate a little more deeply. As you let go of your thoughts, is there a sense of awareness that's there between the thoughts? In the thoughts, but not made of the thoughts. Just accepting whatever arises. Thoughts can be like little cartoon text bubbles, just floating up out of nowhere. They feel real sometimes, and we do cling to the ones that we find pleasant and push away the ones we find unpleasant. But what if we just let them all bubble up like cartoon speech bubbles? And then just fade away, without so much as even needing to turn the page. What's there in the moments between thoughts? When one thought has faded away, and the next one hasn't yet arisen. Look there and ask, who am I? In that space of emptiness, is there an answer that doesn't come from the mind? Maybe doesn't even come with words. Something from the totality of who and what you are? A sensation? A knowing? What if you just accepted the story of your life in all its uniqueness? Just allowed that acceptance of your personal myth to guide you? Can you be with the question, who am I? And just let the answer come on its own. In this awareness of the now, and in touch with your inner knowing. Thank you for your practice.